After having spoken a lot about Mishnah Bet, we're now on to Mishnah Gimel. Antignus ish socho, kibo mishimen atzadik. This is the next stage in the Mesorah being passed on. Hu haya omer, al tiyu ka'avadim ha-mishamshim et arav, al minat lekabel pras. El hevu ka'avadim ha-mishamshim et arav, shelo al minat lekabel pras. Antignus is speaking about why we do the things we do. We shouldn't do it in order to receive a prize, a pras. We should do it not with that intention in mind. And the conclusion connects to this. V'hi morash shamayim alechem. The fear of heaven should be upon us. We should relate to God with fear. We should do things with a sense of awe and not with a sense of aiming to receive a reward. And this is even though the Torah mentions the rewards that people receive by doing things, this should not be our intention. Our intention should be to serve our Creator. Chazal speak about this in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Daf Yotet and Aleph, in reference to a pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Yud Bet, Pasuk Aleph. Hallelujah, Ashrei Ish Yireat Hashem. Happy is the person who fears, serves God, b'mitzvotav chafetz ma'od. He has a strong desire for God's mitzvot. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah says, Amar Rabbi Lazar, b'mitzvotav velo b'schar mitzvotav. A person has a desire for doing the mitzvot. His focus is on the mitzvah itself and not on the schar that one receives. The Gemara continues and connects it to our Mishnah. Etc. The Yerushalmi, in fact, adds in Peah Gimel Amud Bet that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes makes the schar complex. We don't always see the direct result between our actions and our schar, so that people will do mitzvah for the right reasons and not the intention to receive schar. The right reason, of course, is to connect to Hashem, as we say in the end of Shmon Esrei every day, "Ptach libi b'toratecha v'acharei mitzvotecha tirdof nafshi." People should pursue the mitzvot. The Beit HaLevi has a beautiful comment on this Mizmor Tehillim, Tehillim Kuf Yud Bet, on the second Pasuk Bet. After saying that Ashrei Yish Yireat Hashem b'mitzvotav chafetz ma'od, Tehillim continues and says, Gibor ba'aretz yihyeh, he'll be a strong person in the world, Zaro dor yisharim yuvarach. His descendants will be a generation of straight ones and will be blessed. What's the connection between why a person does mitzvot and his descendants? The Beit HaLevi explains beautifully. Children see not only what we do, but what our intentions are when we do it. If our intentions are the sachar, children will see through it and maybe even find other ways of receiving greater sachar. The Beit HaLevi says, a person who does the right things for the right reasons is an inspiration to his children. And I think we can learn about this from a Mizmor Tehillim a few prokem later, Kuf Chaf Chet, which also begins like Kuf Yud Bet with the words, Ashrei Kol Yirei Hashem. Happy is the one who is devoted to the service of Hashem. That Mizmor speaks, Psukim Gimel Dalet, Hey, about how the family rallies around him. Very similar words. When a person is about themselves, the family doesn't unify around them. Each one goes their own way. When a person's about some higher goal, this is a rallying point that others can rally around and live together as one family. Tomorrow we'll speak a little bit more about this Mishnah, particularly in references to other sources we have that speak about a person's right to be able to pursue Sechar.